Track 4, new hub to help special needs children. Children with special educational needs in Newton Abbott will be helped by a pioneering new hub being set up in South Devon. Education South West, which runs a number of schools in the area, has announced the development of a new service for children needing extra help. The SEND Hub is being established in collaboration with the Dawlish-based Special Partnership Trust and Devon County Council. This initiative, part of the wider SEND transformation programme in Devon, is said to represent a significant step in strengthening inclusive education provision across the county. The SEND Hub will serve communities in Newton Abbott, Dartmouth, Totnes and Kingsbridge, providing dynamic capacity and a comprehensive SEN outreach officer. The hub aims to enhance specialist skills, improve system-wide SEND support, and create sustainable local experience. It is planned that the new hub will enable all children and young people with special educational needs to thrive. Through this initiative, Education South West and Special Partnership Trust will work closely with the local authority to develop and send innovative approaches to SEND support and inclusivity over this year and next year. The insights gained from this work will shape future expansions of similar SEND hubs in Exeter and East Devon and North and Mid Devon, ensuring a countywide impact.
Fundraising boost for much-needed food bank. A Tynmouth food bank will be able to continue supporting households in need thanks to a number of recent fundraisers. An event at Tynmouth Rugby Club on Saturday, March the 8th, raised £850 for Tynmouth Mutual Aid Committee LADA band Quadrant, whose bass guitarist volunteers for the LADA played to a packed crowd. It was a brilliant evening, with all ages enjoying the band, reported Jackie Jackson, who set up Tynmouth Community LADA with her husband Roger during lockdown. Earlier this month, children attending teen tutoring raised £107 for the LADA after they came to their lessons dressed in pyjamas and onesies. Tynmouth Community LADA was also the recipient of a £1,500 grant from Tesco after customers voted for the charity with blue tokens at the supermarket stores in Tynmouth and Kingstainton. Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community LADA is a registered charity that provides essential support for the community in Tynmouth, Shalden and Bishopstainton. More than 40 volunteers help buy, pack and distribute food packs for nearly 200 individuals. A typical pack contains tinned meats, bread, long life milk, fresh fruit and vegetables, eggs, rice or pasta and cereals. There are many reasons people need to use the LADA, which operates on a self-referral basis. No one wants to have to use a food bank, Jackie said. We find that our families and individuals usually turn things round with a bit of help in anything between 2 weeks to 2 years, and we are there to be that little help.
Anti-plastic volunteer helps research project. A Dawlish anti-plastic campaigner has taken part in a groundbreaking research project which has been published in a scientific journal. Vanessa Riley, a retired teacher and a leader of Dawlish Against Plastic, was among almost 100 community volunteers whose research on plastic pollution has been used as part of an international project. The collaboration between Surfers Against Sewage, the University of Plymouth, ZSL, and the National Geographic Society included contributions from Vanessa and is the first of its kind research project on plastic pollution trends across Britain. On taking part, Vanessa said, "I was immediately interested in taking part in this research as I'm passionate about reducing plastic pollution in the local environment. Our group undertakes beach cleaning as a regular monthly activity throughout the year. So taking part in the study was a natural progression. I'm excited to hear that the research is now published, and I'm proud to have been a part of it. Plastic pollution is a scourge on our environment, and while we have not acted quickly enough to prevent the already devastating effects on ourselves and our precious environment, we can now act to reduce further harmful effects in the future. The community-led research has now been published in Marine Pollution Bulletin, investigating the correlation between plastic pollution and population density. The findings show the UK's coastline holds 60% more plastic pollution than inland areas, and coastal areas saw a significant influx of new plastic waste in comparison. Now, more than ever, we must see a reduction in plastic production and a concerted effort to create circular systems in the UK and beyond. With increasing evidence to the presence of micro and nanoplastics in the ocean, water, air, soil, and even the human body, it's time to turn up the dial and end plastic pollution and its devastating impact.
South Devon students visit Motor Museum. Students from South Devon University Technical College have enjoyed hands-on experience at the Motor Museum. The Year 11 students took part at the Hayes Motor Museum School's Enrichment Programme. This hands-on experience allows students to explore the fascinating world of automotive history, featuring an impressive collection of classic cars, vintage vehicles, and cutting-edge technological innovations. The trip offers students a unique opportunity to engage with the engineering, design, and history of transportation. The students actively engage with the exhibits and ask insightful questions about the evolution of vehicles and the technology behind them. Their keen interest sparked engaging discussions on how transportation has shaped and will continue to influence the modern world. The Hayes Motor Museum trip is just one of the many initiatives designed by the South Devon UTC to provide students with enriching experiences, helping them to develop a broader understanding of the world while preparing them for their future museum. The museum offers engaging trails and hands-on activities alongside its 15 exhibitions. Claire Plum, Head of College at South Devon UTC, said, "This visit to Hayes Motor Museum perfectly complemented our Year 11 curriculum. It's important that our students not only learn from textbooks, but also experience real-world applications of what they're studying. The trip ignited their curiosity and inspired them to think about the endless possibility within engineering and design."
Tynmouth hunts for more councillors. Tynmouth is on the hunt for two new councillors to be co-opted to the Town Council following the resignation of Deputy Mayor Chloe Myers and Councillor Steve Walsh over the Christmas period. An initial notice of vacancy published in January did not generate enough people to demand a by-election for the vacant roles, which means the Town Council is now able to appoint potential councillors by co-option. Anyone over the age of 18 who is a British citizen and who has lived or worked in Tynmouth for the whole of the previous 12 months can put themselves forward to become a councillor. Application and eligibility forms are available from the town clerk at Bitten House and should be returned by the 3rd of April.